So you shouldn't feed the bears, obviously, at your picnic this summer. But if you think those picnics have been getting hotter and hotter, you're right. Federal data backs that up. Average daily temperatures across all parts of all 50 states have risen since the late 1980s. But not all places are heating up at the same rate. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports that some of the warmest areas are along the eastern seaboard.
Singers Talia Munir and Nadira Barba sit in the shade on break during a dress rehearsal for an outdoor performance at Philadelphia's Independence Mall.
We used to actually have four seasons, but now it seems like the seasons are running into each other. We didn't even really have spring. We went straight from cold weather right into hot weather.
When I was a youngster, we could go sledding in our street. We can't do that anymore. You know, the snow comes and it evaporates or something.
Munir and Barbara's experiences are not their imagination. The eastern half of Pennsylvania, all of Delaware, and New Jersey have seen the average daily temperature rise about 2 degrees Fahrenheit compared to just 30 years ago. That's according to data from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, which was analyzed by the Associated Press. Central and western Pennsylvania have fared a little bit better, with temperatures rising between 1 and 1.5 degrees.
What does it mean? It means that we need to start seriously talking about climate adaptation.
Jessica Shirley is the policy director for Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection. Every 3 years, the state has to report on ways to reduce the impact of human-caused climate change by suggesting ways to cut the state's carbon emissions. This year, for the first time, the report will also give advice to policymakers and local communities on adapting to a warming planet, including how to help prepare farmers, how to protect public health, and how to reduce flooding.
How do we manage stormwater? Because we're getting a lot more quick rain events than we ever did in the past.
Flooding and rising temperatures are things Christine Knapp thinks about all the time. She's Philadelphia's sustainability director, and she's in charge of planning for climate change.
This is the heat vulnerability map. So this is not only where it is hotter, but where people live who are the most vulnerable to the heat. So
Philadelphia has mapped out the hottest areas of the city, which also includes some of the poorest neighborhoods where elderly residents may not be able to afford air conditioning.
You know, you always hear, check on your elderly neighbor, but how many people like actually go do that, right? You kind of want to know who that person is before you knock on their door. They probably want to know who you are before you answer the door for some stranger, right?
Knapp says knowing your neighbors can mean the difference between life and death in a bad heat wave. The city is starting a pilot project in North Philadelphia this summer to try to find solutions for rising temperatures. So why is the temperature rising more than 2 degrees in some areas of the country and less than a half a degree in other parts? And while average temperatures in Philadelphia have risen 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the last 30 years, Atlantic City has seen a rise of almost 3 degrees.
If we could give you a really great explanation for that, we would be able to solve a lot of interesting problems really quickly.
Melissa Gervais is a climate scientist at Penn State. Gervais says regional differences are difficult to explain. But the takeaway from this data is that climate change is already having an impact, and it's getting hotter everywhere. Something not lost on Talia Munir and Nadira Barba.
When I was growing up, we didn't have air conditioning. So it was a fan, and you turned off all the lights and shut the windows, and you just stayed indoors.
When I was younger, we used to be able to sleep out on a porch. Can't do that now. You better not be out on the porch tonight.
Yeah, things have changed.
And with that, Munir and Barba headed back on stage in the hot sun. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.